Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, finally today, the good weather at this time of year is, of course, a signal of one thing only, and that's the Leaving Cert. With just 5 days to go before the Leaving Cert begins, every parent of a six-year student will be feeling the stress about next week's exams. We previously focused on the students, but now what about the parents? Guidance counsellor at Tyndall College, Carlow, Gemma Lawler, is here now with expert advice to keep those parents calm. Gemma, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. I appreciate it. Yes.
Now, some of the parents might be more nervous than the students.
Very much so. And it's totally understandable because most parents have been through the Leaving Cert. And of course, they want their offspring to do as well as they can. And they want to encourage and motivate. But they have realised that their student is doing the work themselves and it's their Leaving Cert and it's two different people involved, the parent and the offspring. So that's something very much to keep in mind, to know where the boundaries are and to know how to support and keep things as calm as possible at home over the next 5 days.
How best to support them, Gemma?
Well, I've asked a number of my colleagues and friends who are parents of sixth years and also sixth years who have graduated. And one of the messages that came back very strongly was, please don't talk too much about it. Please don't talk about the exams. They know they have the exams on. So the way I look at it is we are the backstage crew. We are there to support the performance. So if you want to encourage your son and daughter to do their very best, be the best backstage manager you can, you know, in terms of be very considerate of them over the next 5 days, put things in place like good food, treats, put things in place like small breaks, encourage them to take a bit of sunshine, a bit of sport, encourage them to get a good night's sleep. Ask them, be considerate. In what way can I support you best over the next few days without, you know, nagging you or upsetting you? What can I do? Each parent knows their child best and what works best for them. It might be a drive. It might be a walk in the woods. It might be a game of tennis. It might be watching friends together. But, you know, our job as parents there is to be the backstage, to keep everything as smooth and reduce stress around the student.
It might
be walking in eggshells.
It might be just to listen.
Yes, very much so. And that's what I mean about being considerate and actually ask the student what would be useful. And very much, you know, some students are very willing to talk and want to vent and want to speak it out and be, you know, an encouraging, non-judging, listening ear at this stage is very supportive to a lot of people.
What if a student is catastrophizing?
Right. Catastrophizing is difficult to deal with 5 days out. Again, a break, but also a reminder that there are so many options out there after the Leaving Certificate. There are so many ways to get to where you want to go. And it is not a catastrophe. It's never a catastrophe. The Leaving Cert is just one stepping stone on the way to your future. Yes, you've graduated from secondary school and your adult life is ahead of you. There are loads of options still available. And if the student feels that they haven't done the work over the last 2 or 3 years, that's okay. We'll just take it from where we are today. The past is the past. All you can do is work on the moment that we have today and make the most of that time. And then really be aware of what options are available to you in the future and how to work towards them.
Yeah. Well,
I always use the phrase, this too shall pass, and it will.
Yeah, and I think you put it really well there. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and it's not the be-all and end-all, but give it a good old lash as well that context. Look, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's really great advice. That's guidance counsellor at Tyndall College, Carlow, Gemma Lawler. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you.